greatest pumpkin contest. Yay!
And this year, our esteemed judges are Carl Winslow. Yay! And Steve Urkel.
Well, I'm proud to be included in this family's charming pagan ceremony.
Okay, let the contest begin.
The first pumpkin was carved by me and my mom.
Oh! Ooh.
The next pumpkin was carved by me and my mom.
Oh!
And the last pumpkin was carved by me and Eddie.
Well, there's your winner.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say, is even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls, 'cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out of every scene.
Days gone by,
it's the bigger love of the family.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so I'm a little late. Get off my back. I'm sorry. It's just that I didn't sleep again last night.
Honey, that's the third night in a row. Maybe you should call a doctor.
Carl, he'll just say, get some sleep, and then charge us $100.
It's just that I want you to be ready to rock and roll at the policeman's Halloween bash tomorrow. You know how they always look forward to us getting on top of the table and doing the famous Winslow rumba?
Carl, the only person that looks forward to that is you. You didn't notice last year, but they pulled their guns on us.
Rachel, you may have to carry the rumba banner this year.
Can't, Carl. I'm taking Richie trick-or-treating.
No, you're not. I'm going with Eddie.
What?
Yeah, you promised me a long time ago. Remember the time I loaned you $2?
Oh, I'm sorry, Richie. I forgot all about that. Waldo and I are going to Daryl Jackson's Halloween party.
Oh.
Yo, Richmeister.
Yeah?
Be ready by 6 o'clock, okay?
All right, thanks, Eddie.
Carl. Carl. Carl! Honey, are you awake?
Well, I am now.
Good, let's chat.
Chat. Chat. Oh, I see. You can't sleep, so I can't sleep either, right?
I knew you'd understand. Steve, is that you?
Well, it ain't the tooth fairy.
Oh, it's official. This is the night from hell.
Hey, big guy. Greedy's mother of the woman I love.
Steve, what are you doing here?
Well, my motion sensor device was triggered, so I came over to investigate.
Motion sensor device?
Yeah. It's a little doohickey I cooked up to keep track of my favorite family. By the way, Carl, there hasn't been much motion in this room lately.
Yeah. Well, I've been having this back problem, okay? Every couple of months it goes out on me. And why am I explaining this to you? Go home, Steve.
No, no, wait, Steve, you can stay.
What?
Girl, I can't sleep. I need somebody to talk to.
Ah, insomnia.
Harriet, he's getting a chair.
My dear old dad has had considerable experience with that affliction.
Really?
Why, he didn't sleep from 1966 to 1976.
A whole decade?
But this story has a happy ending. In 1977, my father found a surefire remedy for insomnia.
Ooh, tell me.
He listens to relaxation tapes. His favorite is Sounds of the Amazon Rainforest.
Ooh, I bet that is relaxing.
Yeah. Chainsaws, bulldozers, animals shrieking in terror as they run for their lives.
Get out.
Oh, I'm just kidding. I don't ecosystem humor. Actually, it's the gentle sounds of wind and rain. Very soothing.
Steve, where can I buy this tape?
Oh, pish tosh. I'll make you a copy and bring it over.
Oh, thank you, Steve.
Now, what can I get for you, Carl? Some oysters. Vitamin E. A copy of Bolero.
Go home.
But, Carl, I just...
Go home.
Well, if you'll just...
Go home!
I don't have to take this. I'm going home.
Hey, Spider-Man. Ready to go?
I was born ready. I'm in Candy O'Drive.
Trick or treat. What's up, Waldo?
How'd you know it was me?
Lucky guess.
Hey, guys. Care to ride up the Nile on my barge?
Hey, Miss Crawford. In this light, you look exactly like Cleopatra.
Mrs. Winslow, who are you supposed to be?
Shirley Temple Black.
Wow, Zorro. Can I have your autograph?
Waldo, it's me, Carl Winslow.
Dude, your dad is Zorro.
Come on, let's go to the party so we can boogie all night.
Richie, you have a great time trick-or-treating, okay?
Don't worry, I will. I'm gonna be with my best bud, Eddie.
Okay.
More trick-or-treaters. Jump back.
Hi.
Right back at you.
I wonder if you can help me.
I wonder no more, baby. Eddie Winslow here at your service.
I'm Angela.
And I'm glad.
Thank you. I'm going to a party at the Jackson House, but I can't find it.
Oh, you see, that's because it's a very difficult house to find.
No, it isn't. It's where I custom.
Perhaps I should escort you personally just to make sure you're safe.
Oh, thanks a lot. See, I'm a friend of a friend, and I won't know anyone at this party.
So of course you will. You'll know me. Now, put yourself in park, but keep that motor running. Guys, look at her. She's drop-dead gorgeous.
I don't know why you're so impressed. For God's sakes, man, your father is Zorro.
Change your plans, Waldo. I need you to take Richie trick-or-treating.
Eddie, you promised to take me.
I know, Richie, but you'll have just as much fun if you go with your Uncle Waldo.
The guy thinks your father is Zorro. And besides, I want to be with you.
I know, Richie, but don't worry. I'll make it up to you. I promise.
Come with me into the night, my little mistress of the dark.
Ready to go, Richie?
I guess.
Steve. Remick? Steve.
Remick?
One more ribbit out of you and I'm having frog legs for dinner.
A ribbit?
Stop that.
Tell you what, sweetums. Let's make the fairy tale come true. Kiss this homely frog and turn him into a handsome prince.
I am not kissing a frog.
Oh, come on. How about a horny toad?
We're back.
Where's Eddie?
He went to a party.
You mean he ducked out on Richie?
Yeah, big time.
Richie, did you have a fun time trick-or-treating?
I had a blast! But who's Richie?
Excuse me?
Yeah?
Who are you?
I'm Tommy Wong.
Oh, this is just peachy. Wongo, you brought back the Wong kid.
Hello, Daryl. This is Waldo Geraldo Faldo. Is Eddie Winslow there? You know, Zorro's kid. Well, tell him to haul it home now.
Waldo, how could you make such a mistake?
I don't know. Wait a minute. I do remember a woman with a small kid dressed like Spider-Man. There was something different about her.
Might she have been Chinese?
Yeah, yes.
Yo, this better be good. I was just about to sink my teeth in Angela's neck. Who is this?
This is Tommy. You see, Waldo left with Richie, but he came back with Tommy.
Well, then where's Richie?
That's what we don't know!
Whoa, chill. Waldo, man, you really messed up this time. This is the dumbest thing you've ever done.
Hey, you left a small kid with me, and you calling me dumb?
Look, Eddie, we're just wasting time. Richie could be out there all alone. The poor kid's probably scared to death.
Your folks are home. We gotta think fast.
Stop thinking, Waldo. You'll hurt yourself.
They're gonna kill me. I'm dead meat.
Eddie, just chill out. Okay, we'll just put the mask back on Tommy, and the first chance we get, we'll go back out and look for Richie, okay?
Put your mask back on, okay? Stand right
here,
okay?
Just give me a break.
Come on, Rachel. It wouldn't have killed you to dance just once with Lieutenant Murtaugh.
Carl, the man came dressed as a sofa. He asked all the women to stretch out on him.
Hi.
All right, what happened?
What do you mean?
Nothing happened.
Richie? Did you have a good time trick-or-treating?
Oh, he had a great time, Aunt Rachel.
Well, let's get you out of this costume. You must
be
so...
Oh, no, he's fine, I'm reading.
Oh, yeah, bye.
Yeah, we just came back to make a pit stop.
And we're on our way back out now. Oh, but we're out of candy.
No, I think there's been a little mix-up.
Why, whatever do you mean?
Well, isn't that my son?
Oh, please, I know my own son.
Richie!
I'm shocked.
Eddie, how could you?
I don't know.
He doesn't know.
Don't hand us that. You left my son with Waldo. How could you?
I don't know.
He doesn't know.
Don't hand us that.
Eddie, what you did was so irresponsible. I mean, luckily it had a happy ending, but it could have been tragic.
I know, Aunt Rachel. And I'm sorry.
You're sorry?
He's sorry.
Don't hand us that.
But don't you guys think that part of the blame is due to the enormous popularity of Spider-Man?
Oh, I just...
calm down. He let his hormones overpower his good judgment.
Harriet, that is no excuse. Young man, you are in for major punishment. It is so major that it hasn't even been invented yet. But when I do think of it, it is going to be so awful that Saddam Hussein will say, "Whoa, Carl, lighten up."
Go ahead, Dad. Man, I got it coming.
Edward, get in that kitchen and talk to Richie. He's a very hurt little boy right now.
Yes, ma'am. And, Mom, you were right about my hormones overpowering my good judgment. You see, at my age, I'm kind of heavy on the hormones and light on the good judgment.
Don't hand us that!
Hey, Richmeister. Can I talk to you a second?
Why don't you get Waldo to do it?
Ouch. I guess I deserve that, huh? I'm sorry, man. I really let you down.
Eddie?
Yeah?
Don't you like me?
Are you kidding? You're my best bud.
Best buds don't dump you for a girl.
Hey, Rich. Do you remember last week when we were at the mall and you saw that red bike through the toy store window?
Yeah, the 10-speed with the electric horn. Uh-huh. I wanted that baby the second I saw it.
Well, that's the way I felt when I saw Angela.
Really? Wouldn't you rather have a bike?
Not anymore. And someday, you won't either.
Wow, that's scary.
Yeah. I'll tell you what was scary. When I came home and found out you were gone, boy, I was real scared.
Really?
But yeah, I mean, I was afraid something terrible might have happened to you.
You were really worried?
Well, of course, Richie. You see, I don't just like you. I love you, little guy.
All right.
Best buds again?
Best buds.
Listen, if we hurry, we can still get in a little trick-or-treating. You up for it?
I sure am.
So did you get much candy with Waldo?
Are you kidding? He threw eggs at houses and then rang the doorbell. We spent the whole night running.
That's
You know, Harriet, that tape is relaxing.
Yes. Remind me to... thank Steve for making me a copy.
Okay.
Production in association with Lorimar Television and is distributed by Warner Brothers Domestic Television Distribution.